3 minutes till 5 o'clock, and it's time to talk matters fitness with Liesl van der Westhuizen. Good morning, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa. It's Monday, and the last thing on my mind is focusing on fitness.
Really?
I have to confess.
Why?
Today I just didn't feel like it, and I had a day last week that I just didn't feel motivated to get out to train. And I thought, I'm not alone on this, let me put it out. I tweeted about it, and quite a few people tweeted back to say there are days where you just feel, bleh.
So it's not the fact that it's a Monday, start of the week, so therefore...
It might be.
But it has more with, I suppose, whatever you were doing this past weekend, which has perhaps exhausted you to a point where the idea of doing anything fitness-related might not be attractive anymore.
No, it actually isn't, because this weekend I did quite easy workouts, easy hikes around the city and easy fitness things. I think we just go through that slump where we just don't feel motivated to get out and train. So I thought this Motivational Monday, I'll give some tips to not only motivate myself, but everyone else as well.
In fact, not one, not two, but seven workouts. Out motivation tips. Which one is the first one?
Well, I thought it's so difficult to get started, and no matter what it is that you want to do, think of your exercise moment as your me time. So whether you've just put a few moments aside just to go for a walk around the block, that counts as exercise and that counts as me time. So don't dread it and think, oh, I've got to go and exercise today. So that's exactly what I'm thinking. I've got my cycling kit on, and I know I've got to go to a spin class because I know I've got to get ready for the cycle tour, but I'm dreading it. So I'm looking at it as a way of me time before the day gets really busy and just to enjoy the moment. The other thing is exactly what I did this morning. I'm dreading going, but I've put my kit on and I've come to work, and I'm lucky I can arrive and work in my cycling kit. But prep your outfits the day before, prep your gym bag the day before or the morning before, so it's ready. It makes it easier for you when you roll out of bed, it is there. You'll feel a little bit guilty about putting out your stuff and not going for your walk or your run. So those are my two tips. The other thing is, break it in. I say this continuously, and I've done this for months and months on end. Break it into smaller goals. And I'll repeat this. Break it into smaller goals. You don't have to do a whole hour of a spin class. You can do a 15-minute walk on the treadmill, then go for a 15-minute run later in the day, or a walk around the block for 15 minutes, and you'll see it will all add up. And the nice thing with our smartphones and smartwatches, you don't even need a smartwatch. Your smartphone counts your steps for you and your workout for you. So you can actually track and monitor. And at the end of the day, you can see how much exercise and how much time you've spent exercising. So those are three tips. The other thing is, I like to be on the treadmill because I like to keep it quick and easy. Go to the circuit section or the weight section and do 15 minutes of a weight workout just to change it up a little bit. And circuit training leads to the same cardio capacity as doing your cardio training if you do it correctly. And then get some speed in. So I like to walk at a leisurely pace, as I know you do on a Sunday. Bring in something a little bit faster, so you maybe go at a certain point and you speed it up a little bit, and then two lampposts later you walk slowly, three lampposts later you speed it up. So bring in that speed. That speed will just make you enjoy the session a bit more. It will pump up the heart rate. My other tip is, get a great playlist. And the nice thing with all the music apps at the moment on your phone, you can make your own playlist. You can find other people's workout playlists, which I love listening to and love finding out what motivates people. So that will really get you going. I don't know if you've got a song that you ever listen to.
I hardly ever listen to music, actually, when I'm exercising. One, because I'm exercising as part of a class in 95% of the times. So listening to music while listening to an instruction cannot happen. And secondly, when I'm outside. So I haven't gone for a run in a long time, but when I used to go for a run regularly, I'd rather not have any music so that I could hear what's happening around me, because that's often the disadvantage, right? That you're not able to hear running along the promenade, somebody on a bicycle trying to hoot and indicate that they are en route. So please get out of the way.
Absolutely. So I'll see people with one ear pod in or one headphone in on the one side.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that, exactly what Africa's just said, just keep it safe. My other tip is, start listening to audiobooks. So if you're going to be on the treadmill, on their stationary
bike.
Now
that I'm more willing to do, actually, surprisingly, more so than music. I don't mind. Look, there's nothing wrong with music in my ears when I'm trying to get through, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours of running. It doesn't matter. But I think I'd be more in tune with an audiobook in my ear, because then I'm allowing myself to do two things at the same time, exercising while reading, in inverted commas, a book.
I'm glad you like that idea. And my final tip, Africa, is schedule your gym time into your diary. So whether it's your 15-minute workout between lunch breaks or between Zoom meetings or just walking away from, you know, you've got a break between the Zoom meeting and you just don't go get up from your desk and go sit on another chair, maybe just walk around the office or walk around from your home office or home or even in your neighborhood just to get your circulation going. And also just seeing it in your diary makes you know that it is there and you've scheduled it in. It makes you more motivated and dedicated to commit to it.
What I'm hearing from you, Liesl, today is just do something. Whatever it is, just do something, because even 5 minutes, 15 minutes of something is better than doing absolutely nothing because you're not motivated enough to get up and do something.
Absolutely. And everyone goes through those days. So that's why I'm confessing on air that I go through those days as well. And I'd love to hear the tips from you at home. Let us know if there's tips that get you motivated or how you get your friends motivated when they have days like I'm experiencing. So let us know on the WhatsApp line.
Please do on 083. No, that's not the number. 072-702-1702-072-567-1567. I think I almost just gave you my personal number live on air, which would not be such a good idea. What are we doing tomorrow?
We're going to look at some fitness trends for winter, what we can expect workout-wise, clothing-wise, and just some of the fun trends and some tips for winter training.
She says that as we expect a maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius in Cape Town today.
What's Joburg's temperature?
Good question. Very good question. It was -5, not -5. It was 5 degrees or 9 or whatever it is. So those, we never get those in Cape Town. Hey, we hardly ever get overnight temperatures that go down to the single digits. Certainly not in May. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And I'm looking forward to a report of what workout you did today tomorrow. Liesl van der Westhuizen is back with us tomorrow.